Lily wandered down the street of the kitschy little town that she had found in her travels. She had been dying to come back since she had found it over a week ago, but school and work had made it impossible till now. As she walked down the street, she reveled in the sights, sounds, and smells of the place. It had that wonderfully quaint old town feel to it that she adored and felt compelled to visit. She loved the idea of another time and age, when the streets were filled with people of a past era. The eclectic shops filled with common and uncommon items, and the wonderful smells from the bakeries and cafes. A day off work and school, and a lovely place to walk, was just what she was looking for. She enjoyed sitting on the patio of the cafe, watching the other local tourists walk past, holding hands or walking their dogs. It was all so pleasant and communal. She found herself wishing that her best friend Monica had been able to join her, but they had made plans to get together this evening. Lily made a mental note to be sure to get Monica here one of these days. After savoring her latte and a brownie, she decided to look at the antique store that she had been partially spying on as she ate. There had been a mirror in the window that she couldn't take her eyes off of. She was certain it was well beyond her price range, but she couldn't help but go and take a look at it anyways. She crossed the street and entered the shop. The inside smelled of potpourri and vanilla, bringing back long-lost memories of childhood. A little bell rang as she entered, and a kindly-looking elderly woman came out of the back. She had her lovely gray hair up in a loose bun, and a sweet smile on her lips. Her dress was a simple country dress of cotton, in a very pale gingham print pattern, and an apron. She looked positively authentic to the furnishings of the store. "Good afternoon, dear," she said, her voice soft and warm, like peach cobbler. "Let me know if there is anything I can do for you." Lily smiled and said, "I was admiring your mirror from across the street, and thought I'd come and take a look." The old woman nodded. "Ah, yes, that is a particularly lovely piece. I just got that in last week, and it has already had a number of people asking about it," she replied. "It is probably well outside my price range, but I just had to see," Lily explained. "Well, we do have layaway," the woman said, with a twinkle in her eye. "Oh, don't say that, it'll be as good as mine," Lily said, with a giggle that the woman shared. Lily walked over to the window where the mirror sat. It was a lovely stand-alone mirror. The stand and frame, a rich red mahogany, that while very plain and simple in design, shone with an amazing luster. The glass itself was very clear and vibrant, and as Lily looked at herself from it, it made her look enchanting. Her light blonde hair nearly glowed like a star, as her pale peach skin looked completely perfect. Her blue eyes looked larger and more sparkly. Looking at her full self, she swore she even looked wispier, and her curves more accentuated than they really were. Lily could not believe the transformation the mirror created. She turned a bit to the left and the right, looking into the mirror amazed. She simply could not believe how good it made her look. Stepping forward, she had to know just how much the mirror cost. Finding the tag, she turned it over to see it read $2,000. Lily sighed. As she had expected, too rich for her blood.